All right, so it is time for Touch of Tush Thursday, where we have people come in, some people we work with, dudes, some people we don't, girls from the Penthouse Club, and they have us touch their tush. And I have to, or I touch their tush, and then I have to determine whether I'm touching a male tush or female tush.
Mm-hmm. You ready for this breaking news?
What?
One of the ladies who gave me a lapper is here.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. She actually had the pleasure of giving me my second lap dance ever.
Oh, wow.
Actually, my third and my fourth.
Now, is she the one we spoke about on the air, or is she the other one?
She was the second one.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which,
one you paid too much?
I think I gave her $60 on a $225 lap dance. I don't know, man.
All right.
Sorry. So there you can talk to her afterwards if you want.
I would love to. She can stick around. I'd like to talk to Maria too, so we can get kind of a how was Seth at the strip club a report.
All right.
If you go to theboneonline.com and check out Bone TV right now, you can see I've got the what are we calling this? The tush cam?
Tush vision.
Tush vision on.
Yeah.
My eyes are blindfolded right now. Nikki, can you come over and press play on the back that ass up, please? Oh,
yeah. We have the first butt in the studio, so we'll set the mood with the music, and then we'll get the first tuchus right up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be loud because I have the pot six all the way up, so if you want to bring that down a little bit. Nikki, thank you. I'm sorry to boss you around like that. So the first tush is in the studio right now?
The first tush is ready.
And I have to determine whether this is a male or female tush.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no music playing, but that doesn't matter for this one.
Hold on.
Wait, don't look at anything. What are you doing? Come on, don't look at the tush.
I'm not.
Nikki's coming around to help.
I got it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right.
All right. I didn't see any tushes.
All right. First tush.
Ready? Here we go. Can't see. All right. Here we go. Where's the tush?
It's right in front of you, Garabo. Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, it's live on the tush cam on the Bone TV.
That is a female tushy that I am touching. That is a female tush.
Is that a female tush?
No, Drew.
What
it
the
is
hell?
Not.
You have no hair on your back.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. The weirdest thing is, like, it felt shape-wise like a dude's ass, but there was literally no hair on his back.
Well, Ian's a smooth man.
Everybody doesn't have hair on their ass.
I am pretty smooth. Well, I didn't have any chest hair till I was 29.
The smooth criminal. My God. Well
pretty
done.
Cool.
I've been fooled. Good job, Ian.
Good job, Ian.
Way
Thank
to
you.
Dupe me.
Maybe he's a swimmer.
Wow.
You seem disgusted with yourself for not knowing.
I was so sure that it was female because, again, not even like light hair, no hair.
Just smooth.
Like smooth as anything. Oh, my God, I'm repulsed with
myself. You ready for the second tush?
I am ready for the second tush.
The second tush is getting into place right now.
All right.
It's backing up to you.
All right. Okay.
Why are you rubbing your hands together?
I don't know. I'm trying to cleanse the touch of Ian that I had. All right. Tell me when it's ready.
It's ready.
Oh, it's been ready.
Okay. All right. That is that's a male tush that right there. That's a male tush.
Are you sure? You sure, Garabo?
Yeah.
It's still there.
Is it? You want another feel?
Yeah.
What does it feel like, Garabo?
Oh, no, I'm having a hard time with this tush.
Is it muscular?
I'm gonna change that and say female tush.
Female tush.
Yeah.
Are you a female tush?
A negative.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, hey, Rob, what's up?
You're losing your touch, man.
Oh, jeez. I second-guessed myself. Why did I do that?
Was it the gyrating?
A-Rod, what was it like to have Drew fill you up?
Oh, it was so amazing. I was bouncing it for a little
bit.
I was watching the camera right there, the TV screen, so I was trying to work it for him.
Thank you, A-Rod. Your efforts
hands.
Are appreciated. Thank you. Thank
Best
you very
hands
much.
Ever.
Thank
wow.
you. Thank you.
They good might job, not be A-Rod. Thank you, man.
He's done that dance before.
A-Rod, he's been wanting to be a part of Touch of Tush
Thursday. What is wrong? You've thought two bro tushes are female so far.
Seth, I'm so phobic of upsetting a young lady by saying that she has a man ass.
You've upset women before. That's part of what makes this fun.
I've not upset their asses, though.
That's true. Well, you're 0-2 right now in Touch of Tush.
All right, 0-2.
Your third tush is backing up as we speak.
Thank you. We are doing Touch a Tush Thursday, where I determine the gender of a tushy just by touching it while blindfolded. Tush ready?
Yeah, it's there.
It's there.
Okay. All right.
What are you feeling, Garabo? Tell us. Talk to the audience about what kind of tush this is.
It's a great tush. It's in shape.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a lot going on in the hip area. But I'm going to say that's a female tush that I just touched. Final answer.
Yay.
All right. Yes, thank you. All right. Oh, hey, she's done Touch of Tush before.
Yeah, you got three out of three.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I got you all three times, too, didn't I? Oh, look at me. I know you're tushy.
Good job, Garabo.
So honored. Thank you. What was your name again?
Hunter.
I knew it. Hunter. Thank you so much. You didn't. You weren't one who lap danced for Seth, did you?
Nope.
No. Okay.
All right.
No, no.
Well, thank you, Hunter, for being part of yet another Touch of Tush Thursday. How does it feel being a three-time tushy that was touched?
Repeat.
Feels great.
All right. If she wants some concert tickets or something, we can give them to her because, like, you know, she's here. So. You can't, I don't know.
Yeah, what concert, Garabo? What concert?
I don't know. What do we have, Nikki?
Maybe she doesn't like music.
I don't know.
All right, like, yeah, we'll get you something, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Hunter. Thank you very much.
There's no pleasure in this for you, so we need to take care of you some way.
I know Hunter's butt. I'm very happy with myself.
Did you say there was nothing going on in the hip area? Was that this?
No, yeah, no. I said athletic hips. I said very athletic. Very athletic.
Well, you're one out of three so far.
Hey, at least you got it right.
Nothing going on.
And you thought everybody was a girl.
She has nothing going on in the hip area. Okay, yes, that's right. All right. One for three. That'll get you in the Major League Hall of Fame.
All right.
Next tush?
Next tush is,
there you
is
go.
Backed up.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Very...
What do you think?
I think that we're looking at another female tush.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, I'm Callie.
Hi, nice to meet you, Callie. How
nice
you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Are you the one who danced for Seth?
I am.
You know you were his second lap dance ever?
I know, I heard.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when we're all done, can you come back in and talk about what it was like?
Of course.
Did he pop a rod? Well, we'll find out later. I can't say that on radio. Oh, that's true. I can't either. All right. We'll find out when you come back in, but you will come back in, yeah?
Of course.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Callie. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, that was your second lap dance, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you were for sure that was a girl. You didn't really even hesitate.
Yeah, no, that was definitely.
What
a
made
girl.
You think it was a woman right away?
The shape of the butt. Again, small hips, but the butt was definitely a woman's butt.
All right, so you're two out of four. You're batting 500 right now.
Yep. This one's either going to take me over the edge of the winning side.
The next tush is getting into place right now.
Okay. Yeah. Touch a tush Thursday.
Okay. The next tush is ready.
There All you right. go.
Here we go. Here's the tush. Huh. Huh. Okay. Man.
What are you thinking, Garabo? What does it feel like?
It feels like a very solidly well-built male backside.
Are you a male?
I don't know, Drew. Am I?
Yes, you sure are. Hey, Buck, how are you? All right, good, good, good.
Yes.
What did it feel like? Drew just felt like a musculature butt?
Yeah, and the way Thank he was you. Moving was very similar to A-Rod in that, you know, it's not that it's not a lot of rhythm, but a woman has a sensual way that she moves her ass like that, and a dude has just a very bouncy way that he moves his ass. So
I tried to throw you off.
You did.
A little bit of stripper action.
Good effort.
It's weird that the guys want to be called women.
Right, right. Good effort. And that they want their butts touched by me.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I want to say at 350, Buck was the only one lined up for this
Thank
bit.
You.
He
Thank
was
you,
the only
First
one.
On deck, baby.
He was
Thank
the
you.
Only one out there ready to do this.
Buck has earned himself a ready. Spot on Drew Garabo Live tomorrow, so we'll have you
oh,
in tomorrow.
You heard it.
Yes. Oh, wow. Has he?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got something planned.
Hey, I don't care. I won't be here.
I know. All right. So I'm now three up, two down, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You're three for three. You're on, got your last three for three.
Yep. Three-game winning streak. Three,
all right, here's the next one.
Three-butt streak right
you're
now.
You're three out of five right now on Touch a Tush Thursday.
If you're just joining us, it is Touch a Tush Thursday, where I determine the gender of someone's butt. I am blindfolded. I determine the gender just by touch.
It's in front of you.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick those hands out.
Oh. I am going to say that is without a doubt, that's a female butt right there. That is a girl's butt.
Oh, are you a female?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there. I knew it. You. Yeah, you sure are a female.
She seemed relieved.
All right. Hey, it's good to see you again. How are you? I know I did.
You.
Last time I did not get your butt right, did I?
Yeah, no. It's been debatable for a time.
So now I was 100% certain that your butt was your butt.
Thanks. I've been doing squats.
Oh,
so.
good job. Thank you
please,
so much.
Please don't tell me you did squats because he thought you were a man last time.
Yeah.
Did
no,
you?
No,
okay.
No.
Do you have an elephant tattoo behind your ear?
I sure do.
Oh, I thought it was a pig.
What is
that? It looks like a pig from
I
here.
Like barbecue too.
Yeah, there you go.
What is the significance of the elephant tattoo behind your ear?
If the trunk's facing the sun, it means good luck and prosperity.
And it is.
Yeah, damn. All right. I got a good butt, obviously.
Yeah, you do. So very prosperous butt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, she was so happy that you got it this time, Garabo.
Me too. I was very happy to touch her butt again.
And now you're hot. You're four in a row.
Four butts in a row. After missing the first two, I'm now 4-2.
Four out of six on Touch of Tush Thursday.
Yes, that's right.
Is this our last one, Nikki? No, we got a couple more. Okay. A
couple more butts.
Here we go.
All right. I like these butts. I cannot lie.
I hope so.
Touch of Tush Thursday. Four in a row. Keep feeding me the rock. I'm red hot.
All right.
Steph Curry with these butts.
Next butt is in front of you.
Okay. Here it goes. Oh. All right. Huh. That.
You know, Kevin, you notice how he never really gets into the butt.
He just kind of
pats it.
Yeah, he just kind of like.
That is whoever this is does some serious squats.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one, man. I am torn on this butt. I have never been less certain of a butt before.
Wow.
This butt could literally go either way. This is a butt that could be male or female. I'm just going to need one more time. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, touch it. There you go. Right.
Turn around. Let me touch your genitals. After debating a lot, it's an athletic butt. It is well-shaped and well-formed, and I'm putting my four-butt streak on the line by saying that is a female butt.
Oh, my God. It is a female butt.
Yes, Charlie. How you doing, Charlie?
Great. How
Butt's
are
still
you?
Feeling good. Very good. Good. Yeah. Very good. You've been doing squats because it's really...
Yeah, no, I don't do squats. I eat a lot of cheeseburgers and...
Man,
you know,
well, keep eating them because that... well done. Good job. Nice
right
to see
on.
You again, sweetheart.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I was really, really torn on that butt.
How? Because the skirt she was wearing, that's a very girly fabric, so I didn't think that was going to be tough at all.
Well, if I'm... I don't want to give away one of my butt secrets, but... I thought that it might be boxer shorts. I thought it like I felt down there and I could kind of feel it billowing a little bit. So I thought that might be boxer shorts covering the butt.
Yeah, you're not really touching these butts, though.
I'm sorry. All right, I'll get more into the butt.
Yeah, need it.
All right, I'll need it. I need butts.
Have you nailed five or six in a row?
I think it's five now. I think I am.
All right, so you're 5 out of 7?
5 out of 7.
All right,
5 or 2.
The final tuchus is in front of you. You've done very well today on Touch It Just Thursday.
Thank you. The final tuchus. Here we go.
Stick those paws out. Why do you say that?
Well, it's a...
You got to touch it.
Sizable?
Wow.
I'm going to go, that is definitely a male butt right there.
You have guessed correctly.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on, dude? That is a sizable butt. I will stand by that. That is one big old ass you got there.
I'm a wide load. When I back up, I start making the beeping noise.
I was really hoping that would not be female. That would be very very embarrassing.
Why, too
for
big
me.
To be a female?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, not too big, but just like too guyish to be a female. But so, good job.
I just squat because I knew how I was tall, so I didn't have to reach up. And,
yes,
you know,
thank you.
Giving it away.
Thank you. Yes, it reminded me of a butt I touched. Oh, Hoppy's butt. That's it.
Oh,
it was,
wow.
It was that was something totally different.
It was very reminiscent of Hoppy's ass.
Oh, what a compliment.
Really?
Well, and I mean that in the with peace and love, peace and love. But yes, that was...
I mean, I'll weigh him by like 200 pounds.
Reminiscent of a hoppy ass. Very good. See? Well, thank you very much, Drew.
All
thank
right,
you.
No
thank
problem.
You for letting me touch your ass.
Good job. Is that all, Nikki? Are we done? All right.
Just slayed that, didn't I?
Yeah,
like
six
after missing
eight.
The first two, I got six in a row.
Yeah, and Fuego. Right.
Nikki, can you bring in Maria and bring in the girl who...
Callie?
Yeah, Callie. I got to find out what it was
well,
like.
Well, you can bring them all
Seth.
And they can hang out on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to leave them in the hallway?
Yes, there's Callie. Callie, if you'll step up to that microphone right there. Now, did you know when you were dancing for Seth that you were the second girl ever to give Seth a lap dance?
I did. I was told that it was his second lap dance, so that I needed to give him a good time. So.
And do you feel like you gave him a good time?
I did.
Yeah. How would you describe Seth's attitude towards a lap dance? Was he? Well, how would you say he was?
At first, he seemed kind of nervous, but I knew it was one of his first. So with the first lap dance, you kind of take it slow. You kind of make him feel comfortable because you don't really want to overwhelm the guy.
Sure. Right. You don't want to deal with anything you weren't expecting.
Right.
That night.
Right.
Maria, hello. Nice to see you, my friend.
How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for once again taking part in Touch a Tush Thursday. You helped arrange Seth's first and second lap dance ever.
I surely did.
And did you see Callie dancing for Seth?
Yes.
How was Seth during the entire experience?
He was a gentleman.
A gentleman?
Yeah. His face was poetic.
Poetic.
What does that mean?
You had a very poetic face.
Is that good? Is it good to have a poetic face?
It was good.
Yeah?
I could have written a whole book on your faces alone.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
Now, were you worried at all that Seth's wife was stage side tipping the dancers? Were you worried that she was going to pull out a shiv and shank you with it, or were you okay?
Well, the guy that was with him, I asked to make sure that their wives were okay with it first because I was just like,
right.
I don't know about this. Like, this being your second lap dance, and I'm like, so do I be more like myself, or do I back off a little bit? So.
Oh well, like be like yourself. Like, what do you mean? Who are you? Like, what do you?
Make it a little more of a crazier lap dance.
Oh, Seth, did she give a pretty crazy lap dance?
I don't have a lot of experience. Was that the crazy lap dance, or was that the scaled back "You're Afraid of My Wife" dance?
It was more of an in-between lap dance.
No, she's cool. I mean, who goes to the Penthouse Club with their wife? That isn't cool. Does that happen a lot?
No, I wouldn't imagine. If your wife is inside the Penthouse Club, she's probably pretty cool. The husbands who go without cool wives, the wives are at home doing uncool things. Seth, you want to reenact the moment there on the couch as if your wife isn't here, which she's not?
What? I don't. I mean, you'd have to see if that's okay. I don't. What? She didn't come in for that.
I'm not saying she did, but she gave you the scaled back version. I was going to see if, if you.
Well, you call Phoebe and ask her.
Oh,
me?
Gosh.
Yeah. You call her.
All right. Is she available by the mobile device right now?
She should be, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go.
I mean, I don't even. This is not something that Callie wants to do.
Are you, Callie, would you be okay with this if Phoebe says it's okay?
I'm fine with it.
She's smiling, yeah.
See? All right. Hold on one second.
Be a team player.
See? Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm out of money, just so we can just put that
I got you, homie. All right, let's see where she is. She's sweetness in my phone.
Okay. Why do you want to see this happen, Garabo?
Because I want to see what her crazy version is if she gave you the scaled back version.
You want to see your face.
Why can't you get the crazy version on in here?
Yeah, you can.
Sure you can. We're all friends here.
We have clothes on right now.
Yeah, clothes schmoes.
I mean, I don't blame her if she doesn't answer.
Me either.
Hello?
Hey, Phoebs. What's up? It's Drew. Oh, hey, Rivian Piper.
Oh, God. Hey.
We've got Callie in the studio with us right now, and she's the one who danced for your husband at the Penthouse Club. We found out that she kind of gave a scaled back version of herself at the Penthouse Club because you were there, and she was worried that you were going to stab her in the neck. And we wanted to see if it was okay if we had a little bit of if Callie could be herself.
Drew wanted to.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see if she could, if she would dance for Seth on the couch and show us who the real Callie is, as opposed to the scaled back, less crazy version.
Yeah, I feel like it would make Seth uncomfortable because everybody's there, so I think it would be great.
Definitely. All right, Seth, if you'll take...
Really quickly, yeah. I was watching Touch a Tush on Bone TV.
Right.
The first girl with glasses...
Yeah.
Does she work at Penthouse Club?
Yeah, she does. That's Hunter. Yeah, it was her third Touch a Tush.
Was she there that night?
She was there that night, yes. Maria says yes.
Okay, I think that she motorboated me.
Maria, did she motorboat? She did motorboat Phoebe?
I'm pretty sure she did.
She did motorboat you. Did you enjoy that?
It was fun. I had a great time.
That is so great. I didn't know that Hunter. I didn't know you got motorboated at all.
No, she actually motorboated Hunter.
Who motorboated whom?
I received the motorboating.
You received. So you were the motorboatee, and she was the motorboater.
Yes.
Oh, that is fantastic. That warms my heart to find that out.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad.
Seth, come take this, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Take what? Oh,
Andrew Jackson
it's,
right
it's
here.
It's more than that.
I know.
It's
but more than that. We take it out on the cover charge. So go ahead and, Seth, get down on the
couch. You don't want me in front of a mic? You don't want us on
a
mic?
Oh, yeah.
This is
that's
a
good.
Closed lap dance.
Yeah.
What do you think we are, savages?
Yeah.
We are. Take your clothes off. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Phoebe, thank you very much, and go watch Bone TV to make sure he behaves himself, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Thanks, Phoebe. Appreciate that.
You're trying to turn me into a pervert, man.
I'm trying to. You better not pop a rod or you're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
What?
You heard me. What type of music do you normally like to lap dance to, young lady?
I lap dance to anything. It doesn't really matter.
Like, I mean, what are your favorite acts, though?
You got to have a favorite song.
Yeah, like, what do you, when you're at home just chilling, what do you like to listen to? It's a little bit upbeat.
The song I like to dance to at work is Porn Star Dancing.
Porn Star Dancing?
Okay.
By My Darkest Days?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does it curse at all? I hope not.
I don't think so.
All right.
By the way, we're getting her headphones so she can hear the music when it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're dancing to air. My Darkest Days, Porn Star Dancing. All right.
This is harder with clothes on.
Well, I mean, if it's harder with, if you'd feel more comfortable naked, you go ahead and get naked. God. It's entirely up to you.
Think that you'd let me get naked.
I would have to disagree with you there. I'm perfectly fine with you naked.
I'm just going to take my glasses off because she took them off for me on Saturday night. So.
Okay, that sounds good.
I don't understand why she won't get naked.
Me either. I mean,
I'm not going to get naked. naked. I'll take my top off.
So you do whatever you want.
Yeah, don't let these heathens peer pressure you.
Yeah, wherever you're comfortable with,
it's more
Callie.
Comfortable without
then you go ahead and pop your bottom off
and pork and pig it.
Yeah.
Drew, we can trade lap dances for bar classes with Phoebe, so
that's
we can
perfect.
Keep him as a babysitter.
Yes.
And then I'll go with Phoebe for bar classes.
There you go. That is perfect. Yeah, you whatever you're comfortable. If you want to take your top off, take your top off. We're not going to be mad at you.
All right, where are we doing this?
Go ahead, right here.
Oh, is this all
right?
It's all
right. Right in the chair?
Yeah, well, where do you want him?
You need to switch chairs.
We need a couch.
Oh, forget your microphone, dude.
Forget
go on the couch. Yeah,
go
on the couch. Yeah, go on the couch.
Come on.
Forget a microphone.
Forget a microphone.
Yeah, you're going to the VIP.
VIP, take it to VIP.
Go to VIP.
Just remember, no sex in the champagne room.
No pasties.
Hey, we don't need pasties. Let's go.
You gotta let me get on a mic.
My God.
Oh. You gotta let me get on a mic.
Nikki's got the roving mic. All right, go ahead. Yes, perfectly.
Come on, are we not on the mic? We're not on the mic?
No, I can't hear you at all.
This is like perfectly. Let's keep this going.
Oh my God. Don't you want to talk to me as it's happening?
I don't care about you. Yes, no, I can't hear you at all. I got a mixer up. Yeah, I got the mixer up, I promise. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hello?
I really do have it now.
Okay.
All right, Seth, go ahead and assume this position. All right.
We don't have music.
Oh yeah, she doesn't have
Can you throw some headphones on her?
Yeah,
excuse me.
We're gonna make this happen.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. She's totally topless. Go to theboneonline.com and check out Bone TV right now.
Thank you.
And oh my God, so you're getting the real Callie now.
Oh, I am.
Look at him.
I gotta take this seriously.
Get a tank.
Yeah.
Oh man. I can't talk about what's happening.
So Seth receiving a lap dance from Callie like he never has before. What does her tattoo say on the side? Yeah.
Just through it all, I remain strong.
Well, remain strong, yeah. Seth. Remain strong for her.
I'm strong right now.
I bet you are.
Yeah. Let's get at you.
Oh, looks like it's a Kushner motorboat party.
Yeah. This isn't supposed to be funny.
It's pretty funny.
I know, yeah. It's hard with all these perverts.
I bet it is.
But it's really hard.
Black curtain from the other night.
She's great. Oh, she's turning around. She's moving her her backside across Seth's area. Oh, how does she smell, Seth?
Like a lady. A very nice lady. You have a nice aura and essence to you.
Thank you very much.
Is this your third lap dance? Or like your fifth or sixth lap dance?
Yeah, you gotta ask to count.
This is my
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Oh.
Oh my God. Oh there she's thrusting her hips.
Oh,
hips don't lie.
I definitely got the scaled back version on Saturday. This is my fifth one.
Shove the 20 in her pants.
Oh, where's the 20?
Where'd you put it?
Where's the 20? Bring me the 20.
Shove it in her pants.
All right, bring me the 20. Do I just put it in your pants? Sort of. Oh, there. Okay. Just like right there?
Right.
Is there? Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry. What's so funny?
Oh, she did great.
Song still going?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds left in the song.
Don't want it to run out for me or run out for you.
Oh yeah.
For both of us. I want there to be music to just send us on our joyous way.
Where my honey hand clappers at?
I remember on Saturday we were waiting for a song. Like she was waiting for a good song to start. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's the music's a big part of this, Bravo.
Sure.
Just do what the music tells you to do. It's telling you to do that. Thank you. I like that.
Oh, man. Oh, this man. Is so great.
Scaled back versions are out. In studio versions and lappers are in.
All right, how was it?
Oh, man, that was, yes, thank you. I would, let me clap.
Bravo. 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 Bravo.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that today.
That was nice, huh?
Wow.
Man, Callie, that was phenomenal. Ooh. Great job. That was.
I'm sweating. Was that a workout for you?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Tight work.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Exceptional, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to just sit here for a minute.
Do you want to say goodbye to
Oh, bye. Oh, bye. What? Hello, bye.
Saying goodbye to her boobs.
How do you say bye? I don't know how to say bye to boobs.
You just did. Okay. How do you say bye to boobs?
Bye, bye, boobs.
Oh, Callie, you're awesome. Oh, my gosh. Now, how was that for you, Callie? Was that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm used to it.
All right, good. You're a trooper.
Thank you.
Wow, great. All right, well, thank you very much for being here. You're exceptional.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see you at the Penthouse Club, of course, located on West Shore. My favorite place to go for adult entertainment, no doubt about that. And Maria does an exceptional job. She always takes great care of us. Seth's still sitting over there on the couch.
I mean, I'll just sit down.
You got to cool down.
There's no reason to stand up at all, right?
I bet you haven't given too many lap dances to more awkward dudes than Seth. Am I right?
That awkward today. It was really comfortable today, so it was today, a good thing.
But yes, at the today. Club, he was pretty awkward.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's cool. I'm the only person who has a few drinks and then gets awkward.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is very true. All right. Well, thank you very much, Callie. Thank you, Maria. Thanks to the Penthouse Club for being a part of our Touch of Tush Thursday, as always.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.